Health Matters time once more, and in the health news this week here in Switzerland, confirmation from the Federal Office of Public Health that the Janssen COVID vaccine will be delivered to the cantons so that vaccinations can soon start. Janssen is a member of the Johnson & Johnson group. Swissmedic approved this vaccine back in March, and 150,000 doses have been purchased so far. The vaccine is different because it's a viral vector vaccine, like AstraZeneca, rather than a messenger RNA vaccine, like the Pfizer and Moderna ones. It uses a modified version of another virus, the vector, in this case a harmless human adenovirus. At vaccination, the vector delivers the genetic blueprint for the COVID-19 surface proteins into a person's cells, so triggering an immune response and allowing protection if the person comes into contact with COVID-19 in the future. In the first instance, the Janssen vaccine will be offered to those people who've been unable to be vaccinated with the Pfizer and Moderna versions because they're allergic to the components. Apparently, there are around 100 people in the country for whom this is the case. It's also hoped that the 10-12% of the non-vaccinated population in this country who haven't been vaccinated so far because they don't want a messenger RNA vaccine might be encouraged to take this alternative up. And the other advantage is that only one dose is required, so good if you're scared of needles. According to the World Health Organization, after 28 days, the Janssen vaccine offers 85.4% protection against severe disease and 93.1% protection against hospitalization. And a single dose has an efficacy of 66.9% against symptomatic moderate and severe COVID infection. So not quite as good protection as the messenger RNA vaccines, but still a good effect. There is the possibility that a second booster dose will be required in the future. In fact, Johnson & Johnson have recently published the results of studies looking at this, showing 100% protection against severe forms of COVID if a booster is given at 2 months. There have been reports of rare cases of thrombosis after the Janssen vaccine, as with that from AstraZeneca. So far, most of these reports have been in women under the age of 50, but there have also been reports in men and older women. The reporting rate in women 18 to 49 is about 7 per 1 million women vaccinated, and the reporting rate for both women aged 50 and older and men is less than 1 per 1 million people vaccinated. If we look at the risks from COVID itself, these would be much higher. More information about the Janssen vaccine is available on the Federal Office of Public Health website. And remember that you can find out about how vaccination is organised in your canton and how and where to register for vaccination on your relevant cantonal website. That's it for this instalment. You can listen again to all of my podcasts at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.